Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Marilyn Steffen, who is with the Department of Human Services. She's the director of the Office of Child Support. Good evening, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm just great. How are you?
We got some good news this week. An audit released applauded the state for collecting more than $3 billion, with a B, in child support over a two-year period. This is great news, isn't it?
It is terrific news, especially considering that parents have struggled with employment and all of the issues that we're well aware of in Michigan. We're very, very proud of this number.
And how was this audit done, if you don't mind telling us about the process and what the audit was looking for?
The audit was actually of what's called the Michigan State Disbursement Unit, which is a central operation here in Lansing, part of my office, where all of the child support money that's collected in the state is processed and sent out to families. Most of it goes out electronically, of course, in today's world, either direct deposit or to a special debit card. And what they were looking for was the steps that the state of Michigan is taking to protect the money that comes into us, which, as you have already identified, is a lot of money, and also what steps are we taking to make sure that that money is processed out correctly.
And so to get high marks is a good thing in the end, is the best thing for the children receiving these payments.
That's exactly right. I think for me the most important facet of this audit is that our processing did not place one single dollar in jeopardy that they identified. And that's just huge, because our goal is to get that money into the hands of families that need it.
As I was reading some information about this, it talked about the program that we're discussing already has received federal recognition.
We have. The federal government provides cash incentives for our performance. In the child support program, they've been doing this across the nation for a number of years. So most states do get some share of the cash incentives, but Michigan is doing well with more than $27 million was our last cash incentive.
Well, and that's the part I guess I didn't quite understand. So the federal government is rewarding the state of Michigan's efficiency with handling this money and making sure it's going where it needs to efficiently?
It is. It's actually broader than that. The government rewards us for the paternities that are established in Michigan. And that's important, Cheryl, because 40% of the babies that are born in Michigan are born to non-marital parents or parents who are not married to each other. So establishing paternity helps to establish stability for that child's life. They also measure how many court orders for child support we obtain in Michigan, how many dollars we collect. In how many cases do we collect at least $1 on past due support? And then, of course, our cost effectiveness, which right now, for every dollar that's invested in the child support program to run the program, we collect $6.22 in child support, which is a great number.
That's impressive.
It is. It's a number I'm very proud of. And we look forward to improving that number going forward as we become more and more electronic or automated in our processes, and at the same time, through automated processes, provide better service to families.
What are the numbers of families that we're talking about here? And they certainly run the gamut of all socioeconomic groups.
They do, absolutely. We have about 560,000 children that are entitled to receive current child support. That means they are still kids under the age of 18, and the parent who's not living with them is still paying monthly support for them. But we have a total of about 750,000 cases where there's actually a court order for child support. The difference there would be oftentimes if the parent is unable to pay all the child support while the youngster is under 18, they continue to pay on into the youngster's adult years to catch up with the child support that was due when the child was in their minority.
How much time and manpower is used to track down, I guess, what we would call deadbeat parents?
You know, we have about 2,300 staff across the state in our friend of the court offices, our prosecuting attorney offices, and here in the DHS Office of Child Support. And that provides service, as I said, to over 750,000 court-ordered cases. We have about 80% of the child support in Michigan is paid through direct income withholding from an employer. So citizens might think about that like a garnishment. So the employer withholds the money from the individual's paycheck and sends it directly to our state disbursement unit that we talked about a moment ago. That remaining 20% that we collect is money that either individual parents pay directly for themselves, so they may be self-employed, or money that our friends of the court are able to identify through searching for assets and income for individuals who have the ability to pay but are failing in their responsibility. Well, that's sort of the classic deadbeat, but that's really a very small number of our population.
I guess that's what I was just going to ask about. For the most part, folks want to try to do the right thing.
That's exactly the message that we want to get out, is that parents really do step up and take responsibility for their kids. And it's been ever more challenging in the last decade in Michigan with the economy struggling and the other issues that people have faced.
Has there been a significant increase with the economic downturn of people that you're trying to get these payments or seeing problems with that?
I would say the answer is yes, because the unemployment rate is so much higher in Michigan now than it has been. Obviously, it's on the right track. I'm glad for that. I don't want, but certainly when somebody loses their job, then their ability to pay child support is going to be compromised very quickly, especially if they don't have reserves to be able to handle that. In 2009, we did intercept about $140 million from unemployment. And in 2010, that number was about $129 million. So that shows a small improvement, because that means that many fewer people were receiving unemployment in 2010. But it's still anywhere from 5 to 6 times the unemployment intercepts that we would expect when the economy is in better shape.
Is there an average dollar amount for child support in the state?
Child support is actually calculated based on a formula that takes into consideration the income of both parents. So there is not an average child support order. But the average, if you look across all of the kids who receive, whose families receive the support, the average monthly payment is about $250. So it's money that actually does help pay the rent or buy the groceries for children.
And it's intended, am I correct, it's intended for anything that helps the child's quality of life or standard of living.
That's exactly right. The law, neither the law nor the courts put restrictions on how a parent with custody of children uses their child support. It's expected that they're caring for their children and that the money is going toward that effort.
Very good. Now, it sounds to me after reading this and talking with you, Marilyn, that the main idea of what your office does is to hold parents accountable to their financial responsibilities for their children, kind of period.
That is it. Although these days, our friends of the court in particular are reaching out to parents to see if there's other ways they can help. For example, if there's an employment problem with the person who's supposed to pay support, can they hook them up with local employment services or work services or vocational services? So it really does reach beyond just trying to enforce into figuring out how we can help parents cooperate with one another and step up to take care of their kids.
Well, that's a nice thing, that's reaching out into other areas to help, again, all towards the end of doing the right thing.
Absolutely right.
Very good. Well, Marilyn, thank you for your time today. It's a good news story for the state of Michigan, that's for sure, and for kids in the state of Michigan.
Well, I appreciate you taking an interest in this. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Marilyn Steffen, who is Director of the Office of Child Support in the Department of Human Services. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.